Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Big week in physical AI. Five stories that show the shift from pilots and demos into actual operations. First up, automated container gantry cranes are moving from pilot projects into port standard roles, driven by sensor fusion, remote supervision, and predictive maintenance.
What matters now isn't novelty, it's deployment. Ports are testing whether those cranes actually cut dwell time without creating new failure modes. Integration with yard systems, operator interfaces for remote supervision, and safe fallback plans are the core work. Integration with yard systems, operator interfaces for remote supervision, and safe fallback plans are the core work.
Switching lanes to robo-taxis, fleets are expanding beyond pilots, but the bottleneck is the software stack. The OS, middleware, and validation pipelines have to be built for safety from day one, not bolted on later.
That means massive simulation coverage, redundant perception pipelines, and end-to-end validation. Also, regulatory approvals are per city, so operational playbooks for handoffs, edge cases, and human oversight are essential before you scale.
Neura's $1.4 billion Series C raises the stakes in physical AI. It buys hardware, engineers, and runway. But money can't shortcut clean, interoperable data or the plumbing that gets models to work on messy factory floors.
Exactly. Big rounds attract talent and build labs, but the ROI clock starts when a system reliably improves throughput. Legacy equipment, patchy telemetry, and IT-OT integration are the real barriers Neura and others must solve.
Genesam used ICRA 2026 to show an end-to-end embodied intelligence stack and a rugged M1 quadruped. The demo was impressive, but the operator question remains. Can that stack survive months of dusty, wet, and repetitive real-world use?
Operators will ask about maintainability. Modular spare parts, remote diagnostics, field-upgradable perception models, and realistic MTTR targets. If the vendor can't hand over a repeatable playbook, the demo stays a demo.
Descartes' Oasis 3 moved world models closer to deployment by offering photorealistic scenario generation at 2 cents a second. That kind of real-time sim lets teams probe long-tail driving edge cases faster than ever.
The trick is converting simulation coverage into meaningful validation. Teams still need to curate scenarios, close the sim-to-real gap, and instrument real vehicles so synthetic cases map to actual failures and fixes.
There's a clear cross-cutting theme. Demonstrations win attention, but observability, instrumentation, and deployment ops win contracts. You need metrics, rollback plans, and continuous verification to move from pilot to standard.
Financially, it's nuanced. Automated cranes and sims cut operational cost over time, but require upfront integration spend. Predictive maintenance lowers downtime, while simulation lowers validation cost, yet both rely on durable data pipelines.
Don't forget social and regulatory layers. Remote supervision shifts labor models, certification demands traceability, and public trust hinges on transparent safety practices. Technology and policy have to evolve together.
Interoperability will separate market leaders from well-funded also-rans. Neura can fund an ecosystem, but connectors, open APIs, and governance for models and data are what let multiple vendors coexist in a factory or port.
On the tech side, combining world models, fast sim, and embodied stacks requires closed-loop learning and continuous deployment pipelines, not just one-off training runs. That's where operational maturity shows up.
And failures happen. Teams need clear incident ownership, automated forensics, and fallback behaviors. Who takes responsibility when a quadruped stalls or a robo-taxi misclassifies a scene is as important as the stack that created the fault.
2026 is the year physical AI stops being only about can we and starts being about how reliably and cheaply can we. The winners will be those who solve the boring, expensive plumbing of operations, data quality, maintainability, standards, not just the flashy algorithms.
That's the practical horizon. Tech that survives months in the field, integrates with existing workflows, and makes ops simpler will outcompete purist demos every time. Thanks for walking through the week. More to watch as these plays unfold.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.